news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And while I don't mind you checking our website for game times and opponents, I can tell you right now, 8 o'clock game time for Auburn Hoops tonight.
Yeah, Auburn and Alabama. Huge game in Tuscaloosa.
Roll Tide. By the way, dense fog advisory is up from the National Weather Service. But let's do this before we go any further. We'll get Dr. Bill coming in on in just a second. Dense fog advisory is up. But I know that I drive in. I live near the University of South Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You live?
I live out near Tillman's Corner.
Tillman's Corner.
Not quite there, but near it.
You and I both drove in today. I saw no fog on the way in.
Yeah, same here. No fog
for
me. The
first time in days.
Yeah.
No fog. So maybe in your area you have that dense fog, but I'll say for two different commutes for us this morning, no fog part of the mix. So, yes, National Weather Service still has a dense fog advisory in effect. But there are definitely areas that are clear as a bell out there. All right, 61 degrees now at our studios. We'll check in with Dr. Bill in just a second. By the way, hi, I'm Sean. That's
Dalton.
Hey, and we're Mobile Mornings. We'll be right back. Kane, take it away.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear so far this morning. Do have a decent amount of fog in the downtown area, so be careful across the Bayway. The causeway won't last long. A good ride so far as you're traveling from the northbound side of 65, heading up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland with no delays. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They also can help with the IRS. You can see them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with areas of fog and temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, fog with isolated showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few morning showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Last year, the Alabama Coastal Foundation developed a program to monitor large vessels traveling too fast in Mobile Bay Ship Channel, creating large wakes that clawed away at the shorelines. ACF is now trying to identify the impact of those waves. So if you or someone you know is a shoreline property owner, please get in touch with ACF Administrator Pamela Brewer by email at pbrewer@joinacf.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-831-8231. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-831-8231. 800-831-8231. 800-831-8231.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value.
value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 1065 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 1065 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
FM Talk 1065, Mobile Mornings. What a Wednesday. By the way, mentioned Auburn Hoops tonight at 8. Of course, when that happens, we move around the puzzle pieces with our big week of live local radio. That means the Scuttlebutt Radio Network moves to 1 o'clock. So midday Mobile today from noon to 1, Scuttlebutt from 1 to 2. We will be, it looks like, aboard the USS Alabama today. Now, I know we had said that before, and I'd love to do the shows on the battleship, but they were worried because it was wet, and they were worried about me like messing up the teak on the deck of the USS, which I get with the tires from the mobile command unit, but now we've got some experts out there to help guide it in, and we're going to be fine. So we're going to be aboard the USS Alabama, midday Mobile, noon to 1, and then we will have Scuttlebutt 1 to 2, then Auburn tonight versus Alabama, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and if you haven't had a chance to make it out to the Battleship Memorial Park when we do one of these, today's a great day to do it.
Yeah,
it's not too hot, not too cold.
And, just right.
And you get to meet Tom Claxton and Cal Walters and John Sullivan. What's better than that?
Tom and Cal, that's a treat. Hey, and if you do get a chance to stop by, I've got the new run of FM Talk 106.5 Huggers. We haven't given a bunch of those out yet, and I'd like to get those in some people's hands here in 2020, so come by and see us for that. Plus, we'll talk to the Executive Director of Battleship Memorial Park, General Cobb, about the Korean War Memorial that was destroyed in that car chase over the weekend, and their plans to rebuild it. That'll be our first interview as we start off the show today at noon. All right, lots to talk about today, and we'll get into a little bit of what happened yesterday with Mobile City Council's ad hoc committee talking about removal of the city from the police jurisdiction and what that means for the people in the county. And then I had Sheriff Sam Cochran in here yesterday talking about it would be as many as 48 deputies they would have to add to the Sheriff's Department to police that area. And right now they can't even hold on to the deputies they need. And how much money is going to be saved by the city or reallocated by the city, that's been debated back and forth. So we'll give you the story so far on that. Plus, President Trump versus Apple on Twitter this morning. We'll talk a bit about that. And in Montgomery, let's just say, you use protection in Montgomery. Now, when I go up there to do the radio shows, I generally just walk around in a protected state. But now a statistic here from Montgomery and sexually transmitted diseases, national numbers. We'll give that to you in just a little bit. Another place where you probably need some protection is in Washington. As the vote in the House happens today, the managers to be named and the documents to be sent, we think. House votes today on sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more.
The vote in the House paves the way for President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate to begin within days. In addition, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holds a press conference in the morning to announce the impeachment managers, members of the House who will serve as the prosecutors. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's certain Speaker Pelosi will make good choices.
I have great faith in Speaker Pelosi.
The team is expected to include House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell outlines what will happen after the Senate receives the articles of impeachment.
The Chief Justice coming over and swearing in members of the Senate and some other kind of housekeeping measures. We hope to be able to achieve that by consent, which would set us up to begin the actual trial next Tuesday.
The big question is whether that trial will include witness testimony and documents, including newly released documents from Lev Parnas, an associate of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Senator Schumer says Parnas and Giuliani were involved in activities on behalf of the president that led to Trump's impeachment in the first place.
For a president, any president, to threaten a foreign country with the cutoff of aid unless they interfere in our elections is what the founding fathers felt was one of the worst abuses a president could have.
And when it comes to the addition of witness testimony,
but you don't know what's going to happen.
Senator McConnell says if witnesses are allowed, they won't just be Democratic witnesses.
Both sides would want to call witnesses that they wanted to hear from.
Either way, says McConnell, there will be a vote on the matter.
With regard to what witnesses are necessary, we're going to vote on that at the appropriate time.
Senator Schumer says the appropriate time, as announced by McConnell, is backwards.
The Republican leader has designed a schedule for a Senate trial that might have us vote on witnesses and documents after the presentations from both sides have been concluded.
One thing that seems to be off the table is an outright vote to dismiss the charges out of hand. Senator Roy Blunt, a member of the Senate Republican leadership team, says that's not going to happen.
This process needs to be a process where everybody is heard.
And while the president himself has tweeted about a motion to dismiss, Blunt says
we can't just have a one-sided process that suddenly ends.
With the trial expected to begin in earnest next Tuesday, there's no telling how long it will last. We do know the rules call for the trial to continue 6 days a week until it's done. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All right, so we'll be watching that throughout the day as the vote goes down. And they really do. They deliver the documents, physically go deliver the documents. If they would only wear like some buckle shoes and some frilly stuff and, you know, maybe even tap shoes and walking down.
Clip-clop all the way down the hallway.
It's going to be going on today. We'll talk more about that. Also, thank you from the text line. Texter says, head-on collision at 181 South and I-10 exit. A lot of emergency vehicles there at Cracker Barrel. We'll get you the latest on that in traffic coming up in just a little bit. And in sports,
LSU losing not just Joe Burrow, but another important part of their offense to the NFL.
All right, Todd, that's all straight ahead. And also we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for the rest of the work week forecast and the first look at the weekend. That's all straight ahead.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next three decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollar safe and secure. So, on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. President Trump is calling out Apple after the tech company refused to help federal officials unlock the phone of the man behind the mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The president sent a tweet last night saying the federal government helps Apple with trade, but the company won't unlock phones used by killers and other violent criminals. The Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department is warning of a scam this morning. If you get a phone call from someone asking for money on behalf of the department, hang up. The department says their annual fundraising drive is done by mail each year. They will not call to ask for your donations. Allegiant Airlines announces 5 new nonstop flights out of the Destin-Fort Walton Beach Airport. Starting this summer, you will be able to fly to Boston, Dayton, Ohio, Houston, Chicago, and Hudson Valley, New York. Some of the introductory fares are as low as $33 one way. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Hey, this is Chuck McKay. After a tough year of chemo last year, I was having issues with sleep, my energy level, and aches and pains that just would not get better, even with medication. I heard friends say CBD had helped them with similar issues and thought, I need to at least try this stuff. I knew Joe Brown had opened Your CBD Store of West Mobile on Hillcrest. So I skeptically went to see if CBD could help me. I felt hope as soon as Joe started talking. He asked what I was experiencing, carefully explained how CBD works with the body, then suggested Your CBD Store products and dosage that had worked for his other customers. I started that day, and within days, I was sleeping again, and my body and just life felt good again. Listen, if you suffer from pain or anxiety, please see Joe at Your CBD Store of West Mobile. Don't let skepticism of CBD keep you from feeling better another day. And please, shop local. It helps us all.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
LSU loses an important part of their offense. Luke Kuechly announces his retirement from the NFL, and former Mobilian Josh Donaldson signs a new deal in the MLB. It's 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The LSU Tigers beat Clemson 42-25 on Monday night to win the national championship. Heisman-winning quarterback Joe Burrow is headed to the NFL and is likely to be the first pick in this year's draft. We'll find out this week whether he'll be making an appearance in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. Now, the Tigers will also have to replace one of the people most responsible for their offensive explosion this season. ESPN reported yesterday afternoon that LSU passing game coordinator Joe Brady is planning to return to the NFL and join Matt Rhule's staff with the Carolina Panthers. News comes just 3 days after it was reported that Brady had agreed to a 3-year extension with LSU. He spent the 2017 and 2018 seasons as an offensive assistant for the New Orleans Saints. At 30 years old, Brady will become the youngest coordinator in the NFL. He won the Broyles Award this year, which is given to the top assistant coach in college football. In NFL news, Carolina Panthers All-Pro linebacker Luke Kuechly made a surprising announcement on Monday that he is retiring from the NFL at the age of 28. The Panthers drafted Kuechly with the 9th overall pick in 2012, and in 8 seasons he racked up 1,092 career tackles, 75 tackles for a loss, and 18 interceptions.
It's never the right time to step away, but now is the right time for me, and it's a tough decision. I've thought about it a lot, and I think now is the right chance for me to move on.
Kuechly was a 7-time Pro Bowler, 5-time first-team All-Pro, 2013 NFL Defensive Player of the Year, and 2012 Rookie of the Year. In baseball news, former Faith Academy Ram and Auburn Tiger Josh Donaldson has agreed to a 4-year deal with the Minnesota Twins. ESPN reports that the deal is worth $92 million in guaranteed money. The third baseman's a 3-time All-Star. He won the AL MVP award in 2015. Last year, Donaldson played on a 1-year deal with the Atlanta Braves and put together an excellent season with 37 home runs and 94 RBI in 155 games. The Boston Red Sox have fired manager Alex Cora. That announcement came one day after MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said that Cora was, quote, an active participant in the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal while he was the bench coach in Houston. Cora was hired by Boston in November of 2017 and led the team to a World Series title in 2018. In SEC basketball, LSU defeated Texas A&M in overtime 89-85. Tigers freshman Trendon Watford, who led Mountain Brook High School in Birmingham to 3 7A state championships, he paced LSU with 19 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists. Florida used a suffocating defense to beat Ole Miss 71-55, and Mississippi State routed Missouri 72-45. Tonight at 8 o'clock, a huge game in Tuscaloosa as the 4th-ranked Auburn Tigers attempt to remain undefeated when they take on Alabama. You can hear that right here on FM Talk 106.5. 624, I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with areas of fog and temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, fog with isolated showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy cloudy skies with a few morning showers and highs in the lower 70s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Buy your Mardi Gras throws, swag, and decor at Mobile's Mardi Gras headquarters. Toomey's Mardi Gras store, where it's Mobile Mardi Gras every day. Find everything Mardi Gras at Toomey's Mardi Gras stores or shop and order online at toomeysmardigras.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, state troopers are in Grand Bay at Highway 90 and Sanger Road. Driver drove a car into a ditch. Just happened a few minutes ago. Mobile Police Department are clear. No delays across the Bayway and the Causeway for now. Looking good all the way over towards Baldwin County and the Eastern Shore. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. You can see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
626 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So the new year is here. You're halfway into the first month of the new year. Have you gotten started with your New Year's resolution? Well, maybe if you said, hey, I want to get organized, want to get the clutter out of the house in 2020, the first step you should take is call my buddy Trey at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. He'll give you an actual appointment time. Y'all will agree on a day and a time. That'll set your deadline to identify the junk, get it organized, then Trey and the crew stop by and pick it up. Even if it's all those extra cords that go to electronics, you don't know what they go to some electronics, but you have boxes of those. Hey, whatever kind of junk you have at the office, storage unit, at your home, you need to get it gone so you can get organized in 20. It's a lot easier to organize when you have fewer things. How about that for a hot take? Check them out. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Set that appointment. Get them to come by and quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Dr. Bill joins us with a forecast for the rest of the work week and look forward to the weekend. We'll check in with News 5 right now.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A homeless man is in the Escambia County Jail this morning accused of setting a woman's truck on fire while she was inside. Officials say Lee Edward Yon started the fire after the woman refused to give him money at the U-Haul facility on Mobile Highway. The woman managed to get out of the truck. Yon is charged with attempted murder and arson. Robertsdale police are looking for a man they say stole credit cards from a person at a gas station. Happened Tuesday at the Chevron on Highway 9. Suspect drove off in a teal Ford Ranger with a large dent on the driver's side. You can expect some traffic issues if you travel along Ziegler Boulevard in West Mobile. State crews have started working on widening Ziegler from Schillinger to Cody Road from 2 lanes to 5 lanes. Work is expected to take until late 2021. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook, or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Game's already started. We should go in now.
Should I have parked this close to the stadium?
Yeah, it's fine. No one ever hits it this far. Ooh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision, we got this.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
It will take a vote on the floor and then the naming of prosecutors called managers, and only then will House Democrats send articles of impeachment against President Trump over to the Senate for trial today. Along with the articles will be new evidence, text messages, and handwritten notes from Lev Parnas, Rudy Giuliani's indicted associate. Kara Scannell reports Democrats believe it is evidence of a conspiracy against the then U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
And in it, Giuliani requests a meeting noted that he is working with the U.S. president's knowledge and consent. Now, this is the first document made public where Giuliani links his efforts in Ukraine directly to President Trump.
A newly surfaced video shows what seems to be a second missile hitting the Ukrainian jetliner shot down by Iran, undermining claims the downing was a mistake. Iran, meanwhile, is threatening Britain, France, and Germany, saying their troops in the Middle East could be in danger if those nations go after Iran for violating the 2015 nuclear deal. China and the U.S. will sign a partial trade deal this morning in Washington, although stock futures are showing slight gains. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The WNBA and its union have announced a tentative 8-year labor deal that will allow top players to earn more than $500,000, while the average annual compensation will surpass six figures for the first time. The contract will pay players an average of $130,000 and guarantees full salaries while on maternity leave. The collective bargaining agreement also provides enhanced family benefits, travel standards, and other health and wellness improvements. Microsoft has released a patch to fix a software vulnerability in its Windows operating system that could allow hackers to breach or surveil targeted computer networks after the NSA detected the flaw. Government officials described the vulnerability in Windows 10, Microsoft's most popular operating system, as especially severe and one that Microsoft customers should work to fix immediately by updating their systems. Both Microsoft and the NSA said they hadn't found evidence the flaw had been exploited for malicious purposes. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Styx River Shooting Center is now accepting new memberships for 2020. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Styx River Shooting Center has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Styx River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come get your aim on.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. And I know we still have a dense fog advisory out there, but I drove in from out near the University of South Alabama here to Airport in 65. Dalton from near Tillman's Corner. Neither of us had much in the way of fog, really zero fog.
Yeah, it's a little better this morning, but I expect the fog again to be a problem tonight and tomorrow morning. We're going to be well above normal temperatures. Yesterday we got to 78, and the record was 79, so we missed it by just 1 degree. And we could get up to that figure 78 again this afternoon. And there'd be some areas of fog around, but it's not as bad as yesterday morning. Now for tomorrow, I expect temperatures to be on the warm side again, at least into the low 70s. We could see a few showers in the morning tomorrow, along with fog. And the reason for those showers is a cold front, kind of a weak cold front that's be moving down to Mississippi and Alabama. We'll get into our area tomorrow afternoon. And that's really going to account a little bit for the temperature being a little lower, about 72 for the high tomorrow. On Friday, though, we'll feel the effects of slightly cooler air. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s with a slight chance of a shower. But then over the weekend, an Arctic cold front is going to bring winter to the Gulf Coast. And it's been quite mild for some time, but things are going to change over the weekend. Saturday, a good chance for showers. We will get into the low 70s before that front arrives, and then temperatures will drop down into the 40s Saturday night. That's just the beginning. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny and a high in the upper 50s, but then dropping to the mid-30s Sunday night. On Monday, the best we'll do is the low 50s and a light freeze for Monday night. Tuesday, plenty of sunshine, but only in the 40s, about 48 degrees. So we'll likely see another freeze for Tuesday night, maybe even getting into the upper 20s. So we've got some cold weather coming in for Sunday and lasting into the middle of next week.
Now, it's about time. We've been on a run of warm weather here for a while. All right, so that is that's Saturday. So Saturday afternoon, evening, and then Sunday, Monday, right?
Right. Sunday, we're really we start to feel the effects Saturday night. We cool down in the 40s, which is not unusual this time of the year. But then only in the 50s for high on Sunday, and then down into the 30s for Sunday night. So we've got some cold temperatures, and there's a good chance that we'll see a freeze Monday night and Tuesday night.
All right. When that new air mass moves in here, any kind of severe weather associated with that?
Right now, we don't expect it. It looks like just showers for Saturday and then clearing off on Sunday.
All right. To remind folks, too, the new 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac in stores and studios all over Mobile and Baldwin County.
Yeah, and that's if you were to look up in the Weather Almanac for yesterday, you'd find out the record was 79, set only, 3 years ago in 2017. You'll find the free copies, and they're available in West Marine here in Mobile, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Robert Moore, Christmas Town of copies, as well as Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, and stop in at Billy Langford Allstate in Fairhope, also in Fairhope, Old Time Garden Supply, and Autocraft Collision Center. And you can always come by Fox 10 here in Mobile, and right here at the studios of 106.5.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, 638 and sitting at 63 degrees. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
The Alabama Coastal Foundation invites you to the 2020 Sustainability Summit, Friday, January 31st, at the University of South Alabama Student Center. Dr. Susan Humphreys, a marine scientist at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, will be the keynote speaker. Registration is $60 for general attendees, $50 for Green Coast Council members, and $25 for students. For a detailed summit schedule and to register, visit the ACF website, joinacf.org.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents at Grand Bay Highway 90 at Sanger Road. They've got a driver that drove a car into a ditch, but looking good around the 1065 split, and no fog or delays across the Bayway or the Causeway. The Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family experience in a spectacular setting. And remember, when dining at the Trellis Room, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton, of course, Dr. Bill with our forecast, Kane with our traffic, and talking to you on the text line 343-0106. 343-0106. With less than 3 weeks to go before the first presidential caucus in the nation, some of the Democrat candidates stood side by side in the last debate ahead of that vote. With no clear front runner in a crowded field, they did their best to try to stand out while spending 2 hours on stage at Drake University. Steve Kastenbaum with more.
It was an opportunity for six of the Democratic presidential candidates to distinguish themselves in a state where more than 50% of voters say they could still change their mind on who they'll support in the caucus, according to recent polls. While Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, and Tom Steyer did their best to point out their differences, the moment many were waiting for came toward the end of the first hour. Senator Sanders was asked if he did actually tell Senator Warren that a woman couldn't win the presidency.
Well, matter of fact, I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want. Anybody knows me, knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States. Go to YouTube today. There's a video of me 30 years ago talking about how a woman could become president of the United States.
Anyone hoping to see a rift grow between Sanders and Warren was left disappointed. The Massachusetts senator was asked a leading question, how she reacted when Sanders told her a woman couldn't win the White House.
I disagreed. Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to try to fight with Bernie.
She then scored points with the audience with a statement about the electability of women in general.
Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women, Amy and me.
The deepest divide amongst the candidates was evident in the discussion on Medicare for All. Sanders and Warren defended their plans, describing different ways how it would be paid for and lower costs, while the other four explained why they believed some sort of hybrid system with Medicare for those who want it was the better solution for America's healthcare problems. Steve Kastenbaum at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa.
Just a side question, this thing that's bubbled up in the last couple days. Did Bernie say that a woman couldn't win? What did he say to Elizabeth Warren? What does that have to do with policy? What is that? It seems like that has dominated the discussion, gets the headlines. What does that have to do with policy at all? I mean, this is more of the cycle we're in, where we spend more time talking about personalities of people than any kind of policy idea. It's all what they said, and then it every bit of it is a soap opera.
Well, yeah, that's the reality show portion of the debates, right? And even though Warren and Sanders seemingly didn't really go after each other in the questions last night, after the debate, when all the candidates shake hands, which was much shorter this time because there were only six of them. Instead
right, they winded it down from 115.
Instead of all of the 115 having to shake hands. So Warren went and shook the hands of the other candidates, and then Bernie stuck his hand out for a handshake with Elizabeth Warren. She bypassed it. Then it looked like they got into a little bit of a heated discussion, and Bernie threw his hands up like we've seen him do millions of times up there on the debate stage. So this one's not over, Sean.
But that's what everybody's talking about. And that has nothing to do with policy.
No, not a thing.
But that's what everybody's interested in. All right, 644 FM Talk 106.5. Holidays are over. It's a brand new year. And if you're thinking about the high interest credit cards you used over the holidays and the bills that'll be coming, here's an idea to help ease your mind. Pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Roll multiple credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, which is way lower than the national average interest rate, which is 20% APR. Plus, there are absolutely no fees. No application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. And the application is so quick and easy, you can do it right from your phone. LightStream believes that people like you with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount. Now, the only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Sullivan. Their website, LightStream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Sullivan for more information.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Tom Clarkson here, inviting you to join the Scuttlebutt Network this Wednesday from the USS Alabama battleship at Memorial Park. That's it, the Scuttlebutt, special location, special time. Join us this Wednesday at 1 from USS Alabama battleship Memorial Park on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. President Trump is calling out Apple after the tech company refused to help federal officials unlock the phone of the man behind the mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The president sent a tweet last night saying the federal government helps Apple with trade, but the company won't unlock phones used by killers and other violent criminals. The Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department is warning of a scam this morning. If you get a phone call from someone asking for money on behalf of the department, hang up. The department says their annual fundraising drive is done by mail each year. They will not call to ask for your donations. Allegiant Airlines announces 5 new nonstop flights out of the Destin-Fort Walton Beach Airport. Starting this summer, you will be able to fly to Boston, Dayton, Ohio, Houston, Chicago, and Hudson Valley, New York. Some of the introductory fares are as low as $33 one way. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
It's all about you, you, you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 such an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you, you, you. It's all about you, you, you.
Good morning. It's 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. The LSU Tigers beat Clemson 42-25 on Monday night to win the national championship. Heisman-winning quarterback Joe Burrow is headed to the NFL and likely to be the first pick in this year's draft. We'll find out this week whether he'll be making an appearance in Mobile at the January 25th Senior Bowl. Now the Tigers will also have to replace one of the people most responsible for their offensive explosion this season. ESPN reported yesterday afternoon that LSU passing game coordinator Joe Brady is planning to return to the NFL and join Matt Rhule's staff with the Carolina Panthers. The news comes just 3 days after it was reported that Brady had agreed to a 3-year extension with LSU. He spent the 2017 and 2018 seasons as an offensive assistant for the New Orleans Saints. At 30 years old, Brady will become the youngest coordinator in the NFL. He won the Broyles Award this year, which is given to the top assistant coach in college football. In NFL news, Carolina Panthers All-Pro linebacker Luke Kuechly made a surprising announcement on Monday that he's retiring from the NFL at the age of 28. The Panthers drafted Kuechly with the 9th overall pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, and in 8 seasons he racked up 1,092 career tackles, 75 tackles for loss, and 18 interceptions.
It's never the right time to step away, but now is the right time for me, and it's a tough decision. I've thought about it a lot, and I think now is the right chance for me to move on.
Kuechly was a 7-time Pro Bowler, 5-time first-team All-Pro, 2013 NFL Defensive Player of the Year, and 2012 NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. In baseball news, former Faith Academy Ram and Auburn Tiger Josh Donaldson has agreed to a 4-year deal with the Minnesota Twins. ESPN reports that the deal is worth $92 million in guaranteed money. The third baseman is a 3-time All-Star. He won the AL MVP award in 2015. Last season, Donaldson played on a 1-year deal with the Atlanta Braves and put together an excellent season with 37 home runs and 94 RBI in 155 games. The Boston Red Sox have fired manager Alex Cora. The announcement came one day after MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said that Cora was, quote, an active participant in the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal while he was the bench coach in Houston. Cora was hired by Boston in November of 2017 and led the team to a World Series title in 2018. In SEC basketball, LSU defeated Texas A&M in overtime, 89-85. Florida used a suffocating defense to beat Ole Miss, 71-55. And Mississippi State routed Missouri, 72-45. Tonight, there are 4 SEC games. At 5:30, South Carolina hosts number 10, Kentucky. At 6, Tennessee plays at Georgia. At 7:30, Arkansas hosts Vanderbilt. And at 8 o'clock, a huge game in Tuscaloosa, as the 4th-ranked Auburn Tigers attempt to remain undefeated when they take on Alabama. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. It's 6:52, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
From the ZealousCityTax.com Traffic Center, we've had a pretty good ride so far. Mobile Police Department are clear. Now state troopers on a scene at Grand Bay Highway 90 at Sanger Road. Again, a car drove off into the ditch, not really affecting too much traffic. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Spanish Fort, Fairhope, all the way to Malvis, looking good. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with areas of fog and temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, fog with isolated showers.
showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few morning showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
655, FM Talk 106.5, 63 now at our studios. Dr. Bill says expect some colder air by Saturday, Sunday into Monday. Got to get there first, though. We'll talk to him in depth coming up around 735. Yep, last night it was the end of the most epic Jeopardy contest ever. Right, this is the Battle of Royale here. Ken Jennings, y'all, has been crowned the greatest of all time, won last night's game, making him the first player to get three wins. James Holzhauer finished with one, and he's, I guess, second, and then Brad Rutter actually never, I don't think he won a round. So no. it was really Jennings and Holzhauer, mm-hmm. but Jennings ended up winning.
And there was a lot of trash talk between the three also.
Nerd trash talk, week. I love it.
Some good trash talk. You know, this kind of reminds me of, with Ken Jennings, you know, he was such a big name in Jeopardy mm-hmm. for so long, and then we had this James Holzhauer show up last year and seemed to take the world by storm. It kind of reminds me of Tom Brady, and everyone kept calling Tom Brady, you know, he was getting old,
oh,
and
yeah,
it was over.
Been, yeah.
And then you had this Patrick Mahomes come up last year, and he was the Holzhauer in this situation, and
right.
Tom Brady ended up beating him last year in the AFC Championship. That's what this is like to me. Ken Jennings, the old hat at Jeopardy, coming in and just wiping the floor with these other two.
There's that old analogy, an old adage about the old bull and the young bull. So Ken Jennings would be the old bull in this, who, by the way, takes home $1 million
Ooh.
For his win. 1 million there. Holzhauer and Rutter each get $250,000 for just playing,
mm-hmm.
which is not bad work if you can get it. Record, though, it says here, Rutter still holds the record for winning the most money in Jeopardy history.
Mm.
So even though Rutter finished third in this, and I don't know, maybe just the way he bet or something like, he won $5 million. Ken Jennings, $4.5 million, and James Holzhauer with $3 million.
Yeah.
So Rutter, while he failed to win, he was basically the last place in this greatest of all time. He has the total lifetime winnings of $5 million. Ken Jennings, who won the whole thing, is second with $4.5 million in lifetime Jeopardy winnings, and James Holzhauer in third position with $3
million. And Rutter was just taking it easy. He knew he'd won more than anyone in history. I think he quit gaining knowledge after he first won all that money on Jeopardy. I think he said, you know what, I don't need to learn anything else.
Crazy, spending up that Jeopardy money. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way. Text lines open for you at 343-0106. News is next.